With Halloween just around the corner, it looks like RoboCat Productions is back at it with another spooky showing at the Eureka Theater. And we've got Rob Inman on the phone with us right now to tell us a little bit more about that. Hello, Rob.
Hello. Good morning, Cliff.
Good to talk with you. So RoboCat is at it again.
Yes, we are. This is our 11th horror theater show that's hosted by the great Razzulli and his lovely assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And RoboCat Productions is a local production company formed by myself and Kat Fredericks, and we specialize in audio and video production as well as graphic media.
And you always have these spooky showings of
That's
classic
right.
films during Halloween.
That's
so tell
right.
us tell us about this one.
Yeah, well, in the past, we've done several William Castle films. We did House on Haunted Hill in Emergio, and then we sat in the seat with the Tingler in Percepto, and then we viewed 13 Ghosts in Illusiono, and this time out, we're presenting one of his best films, which is called Homicidal, and it was released in 1961, kind of right in the wake of the aftermath of Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Mm-hmm.
So it's similar to Psycho, and it made the Time magazine's the top 10 best films of 1961.
Really?
Which is saying something for a B film. And mm-hmm. fans of the genre at the time said that it out-psychos Psycho.
Wow.
So, and in this one, as always, he has a kind of a gimmick that goes along with the movie. And in this case, it's the Fright Break.
Fright break?
So, yes.
What is it? Explain a fright break.
The fright break and the shocking climax of the movie. A clock comes up 10 minutes before the end of the movie. A clock will come up on the screen, and it gives you 45 seconds to leave the theater. And it has a kind of a countdown. And William Castle's voice comes on over the speakers, and he tells you, you know, you have 45 seconds to leave the theater. And so if you can't handle the suspense at the end of the movie, you go out. Yeah, exactly. You go out of the auditorium, and out in the lobby we have what's called the Coward's Corner, where you will sit and be attended to by a lovely nurse who will take your blood pressure and make sure you're okay, you know, to leave the theater after the movie's concluded.
So I imagine very few people take William Castle up on this offer to leave the theater, since they're already there to see a scary film.
Well, you know, we're hoping so. I mean, you know, I first saw this movie in 1984 on local television.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have the Fright Break, of course, because
really?
They're at home. But, you know, it's an unsettling movie. It's one of those movies, once you see it, you never forget it.
Wow. I never saw it.
Yeah, it's a great little thriller. It's you know, beautifully shot, and it's a nice little piece of work. And you know, oddly enough, when it was originally premiered in Ohio, they did a test audience for it, and of course the first showing, nobody left the theater.
Of course.
But the thing is, the second showing, they refunded about 90% of everybody left the theater because
really?
Yeah, exactly. So it's a great film. I'm really proud to be presenting this movie. And as always, this is a benefit to restore the fabulous 1939 Eureka Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So all ticket sales and sales of refreshments and candy go to help restore the theater.
Always good.
Yeah, and tickets are $6 this time out, and doors open at 7, and the screams begin at 7:30.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
fantastic.
It's going to be a fun show.
So, I mean, when in 1960, when Psycho came out, it got such publicity because people were, like, passing out
yep.
from fright.
Absolutely.
In the theater. So if this out Psycho's Psycho, it's even. Would you? I mean, you've seen both, obviously.
Yes.
Which is scarier?
It's hard to compare the two
mm-hmm.
because they have
very different.
They have different. It's a different film, but they're scary in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Psycho has, you know, the great Bernard Herrmann score. This one doesn't have that, but
right.
it's you know, within the first 7 minutes of the movie, you're drawn into this, you know, what's going to happen next, because it's a really explosive beginning, you know, because it's almost like you're like a Saturday morning serial, you know, where you've missed the first two chapters of it, and you jump in the middle, and then you're like, whoa, what's happening here, you know, and then it's a mystery to find out what's going on. So they're I would call them, you know, they're like brother and sister, if you can. Mm-hmm. Just kind of the same type of story told in a different way.
You know, it's kind of funny. The B movie is kind of a genre that doesn't really exist anymore, because, you know, the B movies were, it's sort of like the B side of a record. You know, the films were often double features. It was kind of like always the case, and this was like the extra, if you will, the B movie. And that's never done anymore. So the B movie is kind of a thing of the past now.
It is. And really, truthfully, B movies are now the A movies, you know, because, you know, that's the sci-fi movies and the horror films were the B films. And now they're the A-list movies.
Right.
Those have kind of gone away, you know.
That's true. Except the big difference is that they used to have a budget of $1.50.
Now
now they're like several million dollars.
Exactly. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
They don't leave much of a place for the small little independent horror film anymore.
No, that is
gone away.
That is true. That is true. But so here it is. This is your chance to see one of the classic B movies. Be prepared to be scared. It's, you know, this is Halloween, so that's that is the idea here. This is the scary. It's Homicidal, and it's being presented by RoboCat Productions at the Eureka Theater. And
it's an all ages show, so, you know, you can bring your kids to see it
as long as they can take something that scary.
That's right. It's in black and white, so and there's prizes, and it's going to be a great fun show.
All righty. And give us the day and time again.
It's Friday the 25th, so this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
At 7 o'clock. Doors open at 7 at the Eureka Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens at 7:30.
So the door,
and, yeah,
so the doors at 7. The movie starts at 7:30.
7:30, exactly.
Okay. Got it. And get popcorn.
Absolutely. Popcorn and candy. It's going to be a fabulous show.
All righty. And hosted by the great Rizzulli.
That's correct.
As always. All right.
One of William Castle's best, Homicidal.
That's right. Check it out this Friday. Thank you much, Rob. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.